100 word stories.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was detail, or I don't know. Anyway, we got some stories in, and I'm going to let you hear them, and then after that, I'll wrap things up.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Search. The wall is full of more faces since you were last here. Fresh faces of women in their late teens and early 20s, with the whole of their life stretching before them. This is no casting couch. This is not the hunt for the star of a West End production. We're deep in the East End, looking for their abductor. Perhaps their killer. The reason why their loved ones haven't seen them recently. We're convinced they're all connected. And just need one tiny little detail, a minuscule clue that helps us link and ultimately find them. It's not looking promising. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. This is my story on the topic detail called An Eye for Detail. Apparently, I have an eye for detail. It's both a blessing and a curse. Colleagues are always grateful when I spot their errors, particularly when it comes to reviewing important reports, checking figures on spreadsheets, or the content of presentations. Then again, it can be a pain in the butt, constantly getting pestered by other people asking me to sense check their work. Some days, it seems all I'm doing is sorting out other people's mistakes, which means my own work is always rushed, and I rarely have time to do it properly. That's why it's always full of mistakes. I'm done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The doors to the art exhibition opened, and a flood of enthusiastic visitors roamed the room. One piece in particular caught everyone's attention. "The detail is remarkable," they said. "Art is a remarkable thing, isn't it?" And someone replied, "Yes, it is remarkable." People stared at three copper panels, a nose and two eyes, gigantic and kind of loop-sided. Just remarkable. And this continued for hours, the word remarkable passing on from visitor to visitor like the plague. Suddenly, the eyes bulged and the nose sneezed on the stunned visitors, who quickly decided that art wasn't that remarkable after all. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You've heard the expression, "the devil's in the detail," but I guess you've always taken it to be just an idiom. Not so. If you look closely enough, you'll find that hidden within the detail, the devil is indeed lurking. And, what's more, he's looking closely at you too. wherever there's complexity and confusion, he's there. And the closer you look, the more absorbed you become. The closer he gets to you, and the more absorbed into your life he becomes. Until, finally, without even knowing it, you've become the devil. And you're screwing up the detail for everyone else.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 915, with a prompt of detail. Sounding a little incoherent tonight, am I not? Anyway, happy NaNoWriMo to any of you out there doing it. I'm into my fourth day so far. I was thinking of combining all my Bilbert episodes into a couple of middle grade books, but then got stuck, hung up on a galactic battle base story that I'm going ahead with. But anyway, here's my 100 word story this week. Because his vision had gone completely and his hearing was reduced, Bilbert could only listen as Linolia Manda explained in detail how she had not followed anyone and the root of their problems was actually Sabrina. All the while, Mr. Withybottom kept shouting, "Lenny, get back in the car." Bilbert sat on the curb. Sabrina asked, "What's wrong with you?" Bilbert sighed, "I can't see anything." Sabrina scoffed, "You shouldn't have left out that detail. It's a classic Black Knight move." She pulled out her phone. "I'm calling my grandmother for help. Lenny Ninny, why don't you listen to Daddy and go?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called No Way Out. It wasn't so much Timmy was stupid as he was missing one important detail. Without it, one would just wander down blind alleys. The missing detail was in plain sight. The man in the cafe saw to that. The man in the cafe was placed between a rock and a hard place. To keep Timmy in play, in spite of those who were hell-bent to tube his career in the eyes of the High Council and the elliptical reasoning of the Protractors Guild, the detail was a flower in a vase. Symptor Augustus. Timmy touched the petal absently. So close. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I think the last time I played soccer was for the residential colleges team, where I was used as a scrub placeholder whenever a starter needed a minute or two on the sideline to catch his breath. Another player took me out from behind, and I landed on my head. I got up and ran back into play, yelling like a maniac, after being knocked out cold for 2 minutes. 12 men on the field, my last ever yellow card. And a Miller Lite in a bloody towel held to my forehead as I stumbled laughing to the first aid center.
And there you have it. This week's stories from you on the topic of detail. Or detail, or you heard how people pronounce it, so lighten up. Anyway, the next topic will be stolen. Also, a heads up, there may be a delay for the December 10th weekly challenge. May take an extra day or two to post. I'll tell you why, eventually. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge, and I look forward to your stories next week. Although, the George stories, I know, they take a while to post. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.